Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of History Every Day, where we look back on the most interesting and important events that took place on this day in the past. This is episode number 283 for April 8th, and we're going to start off in 1832 during the Black Hawk War, where around 300 United States 6th Infantry troops leave St. Louis, Missouri to fight the Sauk Native Americans. And then in 1913, the 17th Amendment to the United States Constitution requiring direct election of senators becomes law. And then in 1918, during World War I, actors Douglas Fairbanks and Charlie Chaplin sell war bonds on the streets of New York City's financial district. I'm Austin Dahl, your host as always. Let's get into it and let's see what we can learn today. On April 8th, 1832, approximately 300 soldiers of the United States 6th Infantry departed from St. Louis, Missouri, marking the beginning of the military engagement in what would become known as the Black Hawk War. This conflict was between the United States and Native American warriors led by Black Hawk, a leader of the Sauk tribe. The war stemmed from tensions over land rights and the refusal of Sauk and Fox tribes to cede territory in accordance with disputed territories and treaties. The war consisted of a series of skirmishes and battles across parts of Illinois and Michigan territory, which is now Wisconsin. Notable engagements include the Battle of Stillman's Run, the Battle of Apple River Front, and the decisive Battle of Bad Axe, where U.S. forces and their Native American allies ultimately defeated Black Hawk and his followers. The Black Hawk War ended in August 1832 with Black Hawk's capture. The conflict resulted in a significant loss of life, primarily among the Native American tribes involved. The war also led to further displacement of Native Americans from their ancestral lands in the upper Midwest, as the U.S. government intensified efforts to move tribes west of the Mississippi River. On April 8, 1913, the 17th Amendment to the United States Constitution was ratified, fundamentally transforming the process for selecting U.S. senators. Prior to the amendment, senators were chosen by state legislators, a practice that had become increasingly mired in corruption, deadlock, and partisanship. The ratification of the 17th Amendment mandated the direct election of senators by popular vote, aiming to increase democratic governance and reduce corruption by giving the power of selection directly to the American people. On April 8, 1918, during World War I, actors Douglas Fairbanks and Charlie Chaplin took to the streets of New York City's financial district to sell war bonds, marking a notable instance of celebrity involvement in war efforts. This event was part of a broader campaign by the United States government to finance the war effort through the sale of Liberty Bonds to the American public. The use of celebrities like Fairbanks and Chaplin was a strategic move to leverage their popularity and influence to boost bond sales and garner public support for the war. The U.S. government issued Liberty Bonds during World War I to raise the funds. Citizens were encouraged to purchase these bonds as a patriotic duty, with the promise that they would be repaid with interest after the war. The campaigns for selling these bonds were massive efforts that included advertising, public rallies, and celebrity endorsements. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in to another episode of History Every Day. Please give the podcast both a rating and a follow on Apple and Spotify, and I will see you all tomorrow for some more history.